Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Koyfinoisoy livnois beishar videles lachater. If a group of people live in a courtyard, then they can require one another to build a beishar, which was a small little guardhouse at the entrance to the larger courtyard, videles, as well as a door to the chater, to the courtyard, to keep out unwanted people. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Loi kol hachatzeros reuyos lebeishar. Not every single chatzar, every courtyard, needs a base shar, needs a guardsman's house or guardsman's hut, because if it's a safe place, it's not close to the public property, people aren't going to come in there, there really isn't a reason to have one. Continues the Mishnah, Koyfin Oisai, we can enforce that every person in the city is required to participate, Livnois La'ir, to build for the city, Chayma, a wall for the city, Udlasayim, and large doors, Ubriach, and a bolt to shut it at night. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Lo kol ha'yoros ru'uyos l'chayma. Not every city needs a wall. If it's a city that's in a relatively safe place in the middle of the land, there's no nerves about perhaps incursions from invading armies, it doesn't need it. Says the Mishnah, Kami heba'er, how much time does a person have to live in the city, v'yekancheir, to be considered like somebody who lives in the city and has to participate in the expenditures of the city? Says the Mishnah, Shnei Masar Chodesh, a minimum of 12 months. However, says the Mishnah, Kana Badira, Beis Dira, once a person purchases a home, some say even if one rents a home for a year, Hareu Ka'anshe Ha'ir, he becomes like a member of the city Miyad immediately, and he's required immediately to financially participate in any of the expenditures that the city has. Let's see Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Ein Chalkin Asa Chatzer. Partners cannot enforce that they divide a chatzer, they divide a koryat, Arba Amos Lazev, Arba Amos Lazev. There has to be at least 4 square amos of property to each of the two partners, in addition to the 4 amis that are in front of each home that opens into the courtyard. Similarly, one of two partners cannot say, hey, I want to divide a field, unless they have an area that could produce tisha kabin, which is a sa and a half, approximately 3,750 square amma, which is approximately 7,000 square feet. Rabbi Huda says that if each one gets an area where they can plant tishas chatzoi kabin, 9 halves of one kav, so 1,875 square amas, approximately 3,500 square feet, then there is room or grounds, no pun intended, for dividing the field. Similarly, partners cannot force one another to split a vegetable garden. There has to be an amount to plant a half a cob for this, a half a cob for this, which is 208 and a third square amma, which is approximately 400 feet, square feet. Rabbi Kiva says base roiva. Rabbi Kiva says enough to plant a roiva hakav, which is 104 and a sixth square amma, approximately 200 square feet. V'leis ha-traklim, the partners cannot force one another to divide a traklin, a very large home, a mansion. V'leis ha-moiran, similarly some type of a tower or some type of watchtower that was in a field. V'leis ha-shevach, not birdhouses. V'leis ha-talis, similarly they can't force one another to divide a talis they own in partnership, a large garment. V'leis ha-merchatz, or if they own a partnership, a bathhouse, a lay space, a bad, a place to press olives, until they have that there's a normal amount for each one. Zaklaus says in Mishnah, this is the rule of thumb, anything that if you divide it, the half of it, people will say, oh, that's his bathhouse, that's his olive press. Then one can enforce that the other wants to divide. Vimlav, and if not, we don't divide. Amosai says in Mishnah, when do we say this? Bezman Shein Shneim Reitzim, where they don't both want to do it. Bezman Shein Shneim Reitzim, if they're both happy to divide it. Afilu B'bachas Mikan, even if it's a tiny little chatzer or courtyard, Yachleiku, of course they can divide it. So, however, concludes the Mishnah, Kisvei HaKodesh, holy writings like Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, which are in one volume, Afapish Shneim Reitzim, and they're both owned in partnership, even though they both want to divide it, Le'achleiko, you cannot divide it because it's not covered, it's not honor and respectful to divide a Sefer Kodesh. Wishing you an amazing Erev Shabbos and a beautiful upcoming Shabbos Kodesh.